Welcome to today's deep dive. If you've been checking your portfolio lately and wondering why the global market suddenly dropped like a stone, you are in the right place.
It's definitely been a wild ride.
Right. Our mission today is to dig into these massive sell-offs and connect the dots to what's really driving the chaos. We're pulling our insights from recent financial market reports via mixvaleandinvesting.com.
And there's a lot to cover today.
There really is. Okay, let's unpack this. I mean, I was staring at the board midday, and the Dow was in an absolute free fall, down over 1,200 points at one point.
It's totally terrifying to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Before it finally closed down around 500 points at 48,367, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were bleeding too, both dropping about 1%. So what exactly triggered that specific level of panic?
Well, it's a real-time lesson in how global geopolitical shockwaves can instantly reprice risk across the entire economy. What's fascinating here is the sheer breadth of the catalyst.
You're talking about the escalating tensions involving Iran.
Right. The reports outline a really complex multi-front situation. You have drone attacks targeting the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Hezbollah launching missiles at Tel Aviv, and
when the U.S. State Department evacuating personnel from Bahrain and Iraq, which is a massive step.
It is a very severe step.
But hold on. Wall Street prices and Middle East instability all the time. I mean, we've seen tensions in that region for years. Why did this specific mix of events move the needle so violently today?
Because of the physical threat to global supply. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard explicitly threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz.
Oh, right, the major energy choke point.
Exactly. When you combine a direct threat to that choke point with Donald Trump warning that this conflict could drag on beyond 4 weeks, well, the market suddenly has to price in a prolonged structural disruption. It's not just some passing weekend headline.
Got it. And we saw the immediate reaction in oil. Brent crude jumped 6% to over $82 the barrel, and WTI spiked past $74. So what does this all mean for you? It's not just paying a few extra cents at the pump. This kind of energy spike is a massive inflation threat.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve was probably looking at their rate cut schedule like a beautiful, fragile sandcastle.
And oil prices just kicked it over.
Completely kicked it over.
Yeah.
If inflation reignites, those rate cuts are just entirely off the table.
Which forces an immediate mood shift.
Precisely. The VIX, you know, Wall Street's fear index, spiked nearly 10% to 23.58. That is a very sharp pivot toward fear compared to historical averages. Investors rushed to safety, which is why small cap stocks in the Russell 2000 took a 2% hit.
Because smaller companies are just vastly more sensitive to high borrowing costs.
Exactly, and to sudden economic shifts.
That makes sense for daily equities. But the reports also highlighted heavy corporate impacts. Blackstone's private credit fund logged a $1.7 billion loss in the first quarter. How does a macro shock translate to a massive quarterly hit in private credit?
It showcases the interconnectedness of risk. When geopolitical tension spikes oil, inflation fears lock in higher interest rates.
Ah, so floating rate debt in private credit gets strained.
Right, borrower defaults rise. Suddenly, a drone strike in Riyadh forces a multi-billion dollar repricing of credit risk in New York. You see this ripple effect everywhere. Caterpillar, Nike, Boeing, they all took significant daily hits because their operational costs and supply chains are so globally exposed.
Yet amidst all that red, I noticed IBM somehow managed a 2.5% gain.
Because capital always tries to find a safe harbor.
Even in a storm.
Especially in a storm. Money rotates into defensive tech. IBM acted as a shelter because of its solid dividend yield and, crucially, significantly less direct exposure to physical supply chain disruptions in the Middle East compared to a company like Boeing.
It's a perfect illustration of how global security issues act as a heavy, direct headwind on everyday borrowing costs and your personal portfolios.
Everything is linked. And this raises an important question to leave you with.
Go ahead.
If traditional energy markets remain this inherently vulnerable to sudden regional conflicts, could these painful oil spikes actually become the ultimate catalyst that forces global markets to permanently accelerate their transition to renewable energy?
That is a fantastic thought to chew on. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. And a special thanks to the news portal 4W's News for their comprehensive coverage, which helped inform today's discussion.
Absolutely.
Keep questioning the world around you, and we'll catch you next time.